From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The only surviving member of the Islamic State cell that carried out deadly attacks in Paris in November 2015 went on trial Monday in Brussels, Belgium.
Salah Abdeslam first refused to stand or answer questions, but then claimed Muslims were unfairly judged and said he would only respond to Allah. If found guilty, Abdeslam and fellow defendant, Tunisian Sofiane Ayari, face up to 40 years in prison for attempted murder in a shootout with Belgian police. The incident took place in March 2016, 4 months after the Paris attacks that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The UN Security Council met to discuss Syria on Monday amid new reports of possible chemical weapons use in that country. The U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley told council members, "We have reports that the Assad regime has used chlorine gas against its people multiple times in recent weeks, including just yesterday. There is obvious evidence from dozens of victims." United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday the global consensus for the creation of a Palestinian state alongside Israel, quote, could be eroding, even as the humanitarian and economic situation in Gaza worsens and might make the Palestinian enclave unlivable by 2020. Hours after the country's president declared a state of emergency on Monday, Maldives' security forces forced their way into the Supreme Court building. The security forces also on Monday arrested the country's former president. This is VOA News. People gathered in Nairobi Monday to protest the government's recent decision to shut down three independent television stations. Two television channels have since resumed partial broadcasting on Monday, but a third channel remained off the air. Monday marks the deadline for the United States and Russia to comply with the limits that the New START treaty set on a range of strategic weapons, including nuclear warheads and deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there is good news on that front.
The United States has met the central limits of the New START treaty in August 2017. We assess at this time that Russia has also progressed toward meeting those limits. We have no reason to believe that the Russian government will not meet those limits as well.
Under the treaty, both sides are to exchange information twice a year on the number of warheads and delivery vehicles. The U.S. is considering restricting imports of Venezuelan crude oil and exports of American refined products to Venezuela. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said doing so would put pressure on socialist President Nicolas Maduro to, quote, return to the Constitution.
Now, the situation is becoming quite dire in Venezuela. So one of the aspects of considering sanctioning oil is what effect will it have on the Venezuelan people? And is it a step that might bring this to an end?
Tillerson spoke during a trip to Argentina. He is on a trip to Latin America that will also include visits to Mexico, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. Turkey has freed eight top members of the country's main medical association. They'd been detained for denouncing Turkey's military offensive in northern Syria. The association said Monday the eight members included the head of the organization. They were released after giving statements to the prosecutor. Three other members were released on Friday. South Sudan has recalled its ambassador to the United States after the Trump administration unilaterally imposed arms restrictions on the government last week. The country's first vice president said the U.S. decision will negatively affect efforts to peacefully resolve the conflict in his country. And former USA Gymnastics team physician Larry Nassar was sentenced Monday to an additional 40 to 125 years in prison for sexually abusing female gymnasts, some of them as young as 10 years old. He already faced a lifetime in prison for his convictions on 10 counts of first-degree sex assault and possession of child pornography. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.